91X News.
It's -7 and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden. A local child and honorary Loyalist Lancer, Thomas Martin, who had been battling a rare primary brain tumor for the past 2 years, passed away early this week. Lancers Against Cancer was a fundraiser Loyalist College held for Thomas and his family. Callie Jackson has more.
Adam Strickland, captain of the men's volleyball team at Loyalist, let Thomas shave off his hair for the cause.
Well, my hair was getting long enough at that point, so I wanted to give it a chop. So I went to Amy Hoskin and said, is there anything I can do? And then she kind of helped me develop the idea.
The news of Thomas's passing had taken many Lancers by surprise, especially Strickland.
It made me feel like what I did wasn't enough. Kind of thing, which was kind of took me back a few steps because I thought what I did was kind of cool.
Loyalist volleyball players Ewan Nicholson and Jillian Robinson share how they felt when they heard about Thomas's passing.
It hit me a little bit harder than I thought it would have.
It just broke my heart because I literally saw him at the last basketball game. It's really sad.
Even though Thomas was fighting such a hard battle, he never let it get him down.
When I saw him, he was happy, like he just was enjoying himself so much.
He was just so full of energy and he was so excited to be there.
Athletic assistant Amy Hoskins shares what it was like when Thomas was around.
If you didn't know what was going on in his life, you wouldn't know. Like, he was so strong and battled so hard, and he was just always smiling and always happy. And
we connected with him, and it was good to just have someone there and just to be a part of his life, even for the shortest amount of time.
Even though Thomas passed away, his positive and fighting spirit will always stay with the Lancers on and off the court. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
A Kingston area stretch of the Highway 401 eastbound has been reopened after being closed much of the day and causing long traffic backups. The Frontenac OPP tweeted at about 3 p.m. Thursday that the eastbound lanes at Montreal Street had been cleared. The closure between Montreal Street and Highway 15 was due to equipment removing a tractor trailer from a ditch off the highway. Their truck had been involved in an accident Wednesday morning. Police said there would still be traffic delays on the highway for a while. The volunteer coordinator at Gleaners Food Bank says student use at the food bank increased in the month of February. But Pat Miracle-Bowers says,
we had a lot more in February than we had before, but that's 1 month, so it's kind of hard to make a trend out of 1 month.
Miracle-Bowers says before February, there was a consistent number of students coming in. Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger says there's a common understanding among the premiers meeting with the Prime Minister in Vancouver today that action on climate change can and should take many paths. But several premiers are pushing back against Trudeau's plan to put a price on carbon emissions. Selinger says the do-nothing option is not there and that leaders might as well make a decision to do things that are going to grow their economies, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and do it in a way that's flexible. It's Fraud Prevention Month in Ontario. QNET News reporter Isaiah Mawinney looks at how the OPP is trying to warn people about fraud.
Not every phone call is welcomed. The OPP says scam artists are tricking Canadians into giving credit card information over the phone. Ted Chendera is a detective constable with the OPP. He says they are using hashtags to get the word out on social media.
It's Fraud Prevention Month, or FPM 2016. And then hashtag don't be a victim and hashtag OPP tips.
The annual prevention month is 12 years old and there has been a noticeable increase in attention on social media.
Through the years we've seen a steady increase in regards to the social media goes, and that's why I think we emphasize a little bit more all the time, and we do get a fair amount of hits.
Many popular scams trick innocent people into thinking they want a vacation. 20-year-old Jolene Kepfer says she has fallen victim to one of these scams.
They called me and told me that I want a free vacation or a free cruise, and I'm just like, yes. So then I give them my credit card number and stuff like that, and then they took $40 out of my account.
She later canceled the credit card and was not reimbursed for the money. Shandera says they dedicate a full month to the campaign because a week wouldn't give enough time to cover everything.
What we try to do is ourselves and other police services throughout Canada we will actually take part in this prevention month because there's so many different activities that are being offered to the public.
For more information on Fraud Prevention Month, check qnetnews.ca. Isaiah Mawinney, QNET News, Belleville.
Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney has launched a blistering attack on Donald Trump, calling on the party to stop Trump's nomination by forcing a contested convention. Romney says Trump is a dishonest bully who imagined that he saw Muslims celebrating the September 11th attacks in New Jersey. He told an audience at the University of Utah that kind of imagination must not be married to real power, calling Trump a phony and a fraud. A lawyer has argued that a man convicted of murdering four family members was really only 17 years old at the time of their deaths and shouldn't have been tried as an adult. Hamid Shafia's lawyer is seeking a new trial for his client in the deaths of his three sisters and his father's first wife in a polygamous marriage. Shafia and his parents were convicted in 2012 of four counts of first-degree murder in the four women's deaths. Their case made international headlines and sparked criticism of the so-called honor killings. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:08 p.m. Sports is next.
I was thinking more along the lines of a home-cooked meal for breakfast, not deep-fried.
Me too. Preferably somewhere where the eggs aren't in powder form. What about Heather's Place?
Heather's Place offers breakfast all day with that delicious home-cooked taste. For $5.99, you can get breakfast with coffee or tea.
No powdered eggs, right?
No powdered eggs. Burgers are homemade, and the experience is amazing. They're open for breakfast and lunch, so come in, sit down, and enjoy the meal. Heather's Place, Highway 62 North in the Somerville Plaza.
For QNET Sports, the Ottawa Senators look to keep their slim playoff hopes alive when they face the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. The Lightning is looking to sweep its four-game road trip. Elsewhere, Calgary visits Buffalo. Edmonton is in Philadelphia. Toronto hosts Minnesota. The New York Islanders take on Winnipeg. Vancouver takes on San Jose. And Montreal faces Los Angeles. 12 members of the Canadian hockey team that won gold at the 2014 Sochi Games were named to the country's World Cup of Hockey roster. Included were two-time Olympic champions Sidney Crosby, Jonathan Toews, and Shea Weber. Surprisingly missing from Canada's first 16 was Montreal defenseman PK Subban. Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price says he is confident he'll be able to play again this season. Price has been out with a lower body injury since November 25th and has seen the Canadiens drift out of playoff contention after the team started the year with 9 consecutive victories. The All-Star goalie spoke to reporters today, a day after being named to Canada's roster for the World Cup of Hockey. He says he is looking forward to the tournament this fall because he loves representing the country. And number 99 is writing a book about the history of hockey. Wayne Gretzky's book will be published this fall to coincide with the NHL's 99th anniversary. Gretzky says the book will include his take on some of the great moments in hockey and stories that until now have been only shared with his friends, families, and teammates. Switching over to basketball, the Golden State Warriors host Oklahoma City tonight in a Western Conference battle. The Warriors are 54-5 and have already clinched a playoff spot. The Thunder is 2 spots back and 3rd in the West. There are just 4 games on a light night in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors are back in action tomorrow when they host Portland. Peyton Manning is inching closer and closer towards a historic repeat. But the Associated Press reports if Manning doesn't decide to retire in the next 2 days, then the Denver Broncos will almost certainly release him just like the Indianapolis Colts did 4 years ago under equally extraordinary circumstances. Manning, who turned 40 last month, has been pondering his future since hoisting his second Super Bowl trophy last month. Barring a miraculous recovery, Toronto FC will be without striker Jozy Altidore for its MLS season opener Sunday. Altidore is nursing a hamstring injury. Gavin Floyd is on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays in a spring training game against the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Floyd will be making a spring debut after being plagued by elbow problems in his past 2 seasons with Atlanta and Cleveland. QNET News reporters Charlotte McParland and Tyler Penny will be hosting a live chat Monday night at 6:30 about numerous topics, including the former Belleville Bulls and bringing a team back to Belleville. Stay tuned to QNETnews.ca for more details to come on their live chat. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of flurries with a low of minus 12. Friday shows a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of flurries early in the morning with a high of 0. And Saturday brings us a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries, also with a high of 0. At 4:11, it's minus 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden, QNET News. News on 91X will be next at 5.